Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center.
Hello, hour number two, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You know, I see the word sports, and I can't help but give the Astros, you know, great job. Woo! Great
Absolutely.
Job, you guys, last night. Came back, battled back to win the game, to beat the hated Red Sox. At least, you know, that's my perspective, at least. And they're very annoying. 281-496-5711. It's not Home Show Baseball Pros, though, or Astro Pros. Home Show Garden Pros. And we have one of our awesome garden pros, John Ferguson, here right now. What we're talking through is great trees for Houston. So just to review real quick, say the two you said real quick.
Well, the swamp oak and the rough leaf dogwood.
Two awesome trees. I got Drummond maple, Schumard oak, Monterey white oak are the ones I've got down here. Some beautiful trees, all five of them. And we're just going to kind of keep this going because John's got a lot more trees on his list. Again, like I said, hackberry, sugarberry, you know, water oaks. There's a lot of trees that are not going to be on our list that are fine trees to let grow. They're fine trees to have. Maybe they only live 25 years. You know, maybe they drop a limb or two. But, like, they're okay. It's fine to have those. So we're really focusing on the top-notch, our favorites. So, all right, awesome. Awesome. John, let's keep going. Let's hear some more of these trees.
Well, one I love, and I have a big pond in my backyard. I have a black willow.
Oh, yes.
Right next to it because it's would typically grow in those type of environments. So I'm trying to match the aesthetics.
Nice.
Light shade so I can grow a lot of things under it. So anyway, that's another good
one. Yeah, that's a good one. And that's a really charming tree. The wind there, it's really gorgeous. So that's a fun one. Yeah, if you got a water space or even a space that is annoying to you because it keeps too much water, the black willow will drink that up.
Yes.
It's a great water user as well.
And it's drought tolerant too once it's established.
That's awesome.
So
what's next? Yeah.
Well, gee, on the same level, how about the willow oak?
Okay.
I love the texture of the leaves. It's so different than the rest of the family.
Yeah, that's one of the trees that a lot of people will stop and be like, what kind of tree is that? Like, because they don't think of oaks as having elongated leaves, and they know it's not a willow. So it's like a...
And like all the oaks, it's great for the caterpillars, which good for the birds.
Yes. Yeah, and it drops a lot fewer limbs than your classic water oak. So that's really kind of nice.
Yeah.
So willow, that's a good one. That's an A. Nice job there. That's good. Okay, so my next one kind of branches. I'm getting into flowering trees now, and I'm branching away a little bit from our native ones. Oh, there is a native variety, and that's the Chinese fringe tree. It just devastates me every single year with how just amazing the flower is. It flowers so dutifully and so vigorously. And then the bark is really cool, which I'm like a sucker for cool bark. It's almost like sylvan bark. It's gorgeous. So,
yeah, we have both the Chinese and the native in our display gardens.
Awesome.
Nursery.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Again, with the fall color, sassafras.
Okay.
I just noticed a couple days ago they're starting to color up now.
That's awesome. Sassafras has some other uses as well.
Yeah. I remember as a Boy Scout, I used to collect roots and make tea out of it.
Yeah. Like very herbal, very like, root beer, the original flavoring for root beer, sassafras.
It's used in a lot of the Cajun cooking.
Yeah. Has a cool leaf, too. Really cool leaf on sassafras. And this is one of those like special Texas natives that you don't see that often.
Right. It has an inconspicuous flower, but a lot of pollinators need it.
Okay. So. Awesome. Man, I love that.
Yeah.
Sassafras.
Yeah, it's one of the things kind of hard to find, but we stock them. Another favorite of mine, sweet, again, the fall color, the sweet gums.
Yeah, that's so fun because, you know, your last three are ones that the elephants love playing with at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
So all the parks I've worked at, we've always collected those and delivered them to the elephants, and they've, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, they eat the leaves and then play with the branches.
Well, the sweet gum has a little ball, so it needs to be out in a landscape or a field away from your house.
Away from your house or the driveway.
Or the driveway.
Sidewalk. Yes. Stepping on one of those barefoot. Woo! Watch out.
But other than that, it's a great plant. Great tree.
That is awesome. This is going to kill my list. This is the last one I've got on the list. But so I've spent a lot of time along the Frio River in Central Texas, kind of in the hill country. And the cypresses out there are just so gorgeous. They're magnificent, beautiful trees. And I just, they've given me just kind of a real love for
the bald cypress.
The bald cypress, yeah. And it's a fall color. Has a really cool thing that it drops a lot of its all of its leaves slash needles at once. And so you get like a perfect circle around your plant of all the fallen red leaves. But they're just gorgeous. And again, the bark is cool. So I'm just a sucker for that. So yeah, bald cypress is so great.
Yeah, it's a great plant, particularly if you've got a water feature. Like, you know, at my weekend place, I got some planted next to the lake, right on the edge of the water, high water mark. Just such a natural and beautiful tree. The sycamore is another one I love, again, sycamore. For streams and stuff. Big leaves, so.
Well, sycamore, too, you get a lot of sound in the wind.
Yes.
And so it's one of those ones that if you can be near it when the wind is going, you hear kind of a papery whooshing, so. Really
also,
dynamite.
As it gets older, has a beautiful bark texture.
Yeah, leaves, different color under the leaf and the top of it. That's always popular, you know, with that. So.
Oh, another one I love is the black locust.
Okay, yeah.
It was almost cut to extinction back in the 1800s to make sailing masks because the wood's so straight, takes 30 years to rot. But in the spring, has big clusters of white flower, kind of like a wisteria cluster, great pollinator plant. It's a legume, so it fixes nitrogen for other plants.
See?
The only negative is it may sucker a little bit, so it's best away from the house.
Yeah.
Or a place where you mow it and keep the suckers cut down.
Yeah, just keep your eye on it.
But it's a no disease, no pest problems. So that's a great one.
Well, so there you go, Dwight. There's our list of awesome trees. John will work a couple in later. He's got a lot of notes over there. So we're up against a break. We want to get back. We want to hear what's on your mind. 281-496-5711. We are here to help you be the best gardener you can be. And by doing that, we want to focus on all the different areas of your space, right? Your spaces. You've got spaces. We want to fill them, you know, be it with veggies, with lawns, with trees, whatever we can help with. We want to help you out. Also, we want to hear what's on your mind. So 281-496-5711. 496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. And on this whole tree thing, reality is that, you know, we did this list 6 weeks ago of trees we don't like. Really probably between us combined for about 9 plants. And John and I could go on and on and on about trees we love. And let that be a point is, why plant those bad ones? You know, why plant those trees that aren't doing a lot for you, that aren't that great? And so eventually I'm going to go grab those notes and you're just going to read that list again to compare. But we between us have about 30 great trees and we're still going. So we're probably going to stop talking about them, John. I know that you're jazzed, but do want to talk with Brian. We lost Brian on the phone. So Brian. Oh, no. But 281-496-5711, we want to hear from you, we want to help you out. And so our big goal doing that is helping you with your problems. So, John, what are some things that people are dealing with these days? What are some of their battles? I know I've seen a lot of root rot on boxwoods, that getting a lot of emails about that. What's your take on how to heal that, how to deal with that?
Get rid of. Not my favorite plant.
Well, I think also on – I know ligustrum is probably not your favorite plant either, but if people are looking to heal.
Yeah, there's so many people who are allergic to ligustrums. And when you plant one, you're hurting it, and the pollen drifts for, you know, hundreds of yards, if not even miles. You're harming people.
Yeah, right.
So that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
But the boxwoods usually get back to unhealthy soil.
Yeah,
they
right.
need well-drained soil. They need good organic matter. And they're sensitive to fluoride and water.
Yeah, and they really do love drying out. I was amazed one time at a nursery, and they had all these kind of struggling boxwoods, and I looked over and there's these glorious ones. And I was like, what's the difference? And like, well, those weren't – we didn't have enough space to get them all in irrigation. And so there's those over there that were just absolutely doing beautifully amazing, not being watered at all. And I was like, oh, well, then don't water them. Just don't water your boxwoods. Might be part of the way you heal back. Phytophthora can be solved with a couple products. One of the ones is from Monterey. They have a complete disease control that's a biologically, bacterially based deal. And then compost is another thing that you can kind of put on there.
Yep.
And then MicroGrow for MicroLife works too. So 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Rigo. Hey, Rigo, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Listen for a long time. Just happy to be able to get in so quick.
Awesome.
I had a question about my yard. I'm on a quarter acre, and as time has gone on, I accumulate a lot of water. And I know replacing, just leveling that ground out is what needs to be done. Could you point me in any direction to a company that would be reputable to do the dozer work? And then what would your recommendations be on the grass for afterwards? I know pricing it out, it can get pretty pricey to lay down sod all the way around it to replace it. I've got small children, and that's the real reason I haven't undertaken this project. I don't want to have dirt all in the yard where my 1 and 2 year old like to go play. I know they'll love it, but I just want to see what's the best route to tackle this.
What part of town you live in?
East side of Houston, almost across the Beltway 8 and Highway 90.
Okay, I don't know any contractors in that area of town.
You know, I would call Mike Ball and get his thoughts on it. He's a very, very well kind of well-known, well-established, really specialist in irrigation and in water, but does a lot of different types of work, does incredibly beautiful work. But also I know they'll step in and do a veggie garden build or a lawn redo. That might be it. Another person to call is just Mataturf, M-A-T-A, Turf. And they grow turf, but they also service and install. And so that might be someone that, you know, after they take up your stuff, they can do some leveling and re-sodding if that's what you really need.
Yeah, another one is F&S Landscaping out of Kingwood. They'd probably go down into the Crosby area.
Okay. And we're right off the Beltway. We're inside the Beltway, so we're not that far out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Definitely on the other side of town.
I'll say this too, Rico, is that Rigo, is it right?
Yeah, yes, sir, with a G.
G, yeah, Rigo, is that a lot of times drainage problems can be solved biologically. And that is maybe something to consider. If you're bothered by the unevenness of your lawn, by all means fix it. But if you just have drainage problems, you can actually deepen your soil in a lot of different ways, or a couple different ways. So
okay.
just a compost top dressing, we talk about it all the time on the show, but it's a great way to kind of deepen your lawn and improve the health of your grass.
What kind of soil do you got, Rico? Is it sandy loam or clay or?
It's dark brown dirt. I honestly, it's pretty dark. I haven't gotten into it, or I apologize. I don't know the name
of
the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't know the name of all the soil types either. But dark brown is a good description. I mean, that's a nice color.
Yeah, it's nice and dark. There's worms, there's bugs, there's everything in it that could be there. I'm not really concerned about the health of it. I fought some sod webworms last year and got rid of them.
Yeah.
But it's just, I take on water. We flood regularly, and we're just tired of flooding and whatnot. All the houses in the area seem to be – their yards seem to drain into ours.
Yeah. So y'all kind of need just to redo the overall flow and drainage plan in the space.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you have a water issue, probably St. Augustine is the most water tolerant of the common grasses.
That's what's down there now.
Yeah. Well, hey, hope those recommendations work. You can always email me too, homeshowgardenpros.com. Ask a pro, and that's an email, and I can get you a couple other names if those ones don't work out.
Will do. I'll check them out. Check out Mark and Manitarf and the rest of the guys, too.
Awesome. Hey, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Great question there. A lot of people battle with something like that. I mean, a lot of these like developments that were established, but then people built a new house and they raised a little bit, and it all winds up in a few. It usually winds up in the people that took the best care of their lawn originally, but now it's all winding up there. So, Rigo, we feel you. We feel you. 281-496-5711. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk to Alan on Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be right back.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We may not be feeling the cool temperatures of fall just yet, but they're getting close. One easy way to make our wait more pleasant is by surrounding ourselves with the cool colors of fall. We have dianthus, petunias, marigolds, snapdragons, crotons, and more. Come on out and see what's new. This is the time of year when lawns start to have problems. There's brown patch and sod webworms and chinch bugs. Everything's out to get your lawn, but we've got all the cures you need. Come on out and see us if you're having problems. We've even got fresh replacement sod if your grass is taking a beating so far that it won't come back. Both of our nurseries offer just what you're needing to get planting. Plants, seeds, soil, compost, fertilizer, pots, and more. This is just the beginning of a fun gardening season and lots of fall and winter meals made better with your own fresh produce. Make it a family affair, and you might even discover new vegetables that your kids will eat because they grew them. We're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 4. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, in Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the latest happenings. And now back to Danny and John.
Thank you, Joey. Yes, we are here. 281-496-5711. Here to help you out with your gardening issues, your problem, what's going on in your garden. Alan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. I just had a question about the lawn. My girlfriend's got a new construction, like about 2 years old house, and the soil is like a sandy tan color, and the grass just doesn't stay alive, so it's just mud now. Hmm. So I was trying to think, like, if I were, I know you always talk about compost. Do I till that compost into the sand and then lay the new grass on top, or how should I approach that?
That would be the most effective. Put down at least two or three inches of compost and till it into the top 6-8 inches. Being sand, sand doesn't hold water. But the organic matter, the humus, you know, people forget that a cubic yard of compost has 300 pounds of humus or humates in it. So if you can get 3 inches of that tilled into the top 6-7 inches of soil, that will be the first step in correcting it. Then use a good organic fertilizer. Sand has no nutrients, so you might want MicroLife is the one I like, particularly MicroLife Ultimate. And put down some mineralizer. Do this all at the same time, then resod. That's the quickest way.
Alan, what part of town is your girlfriend's house in?
In the Heights
in
area.
The Heights, yeah. So a lot of that's kind of historically rebuilt sort of spaces. So the sandy stuff is interesting because the compost, and I wouldn't till it in personally. I would just top dress it and let it kind of happen a little bit, maybe even do two loads. Over this next year. That's my personal preference.
Yeah, you'd have to see the lot, but Danny, you're correct. But
no, if also, it's disastrous, then by all means, till it, but it's also so much work.
Also,
yeah, there's just like no grass. I mean, it's basically just a mud backyard.
She has trees?
No, it's a very small backyard, no trees, it's just grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the native soils, the Gessner Sandy, Attic Sandy Loam Complex, goes through that area of the Heights.
Yeah.
So it's a fine-grained sand. It's usually about 3-4 feet thick, underlined by a tight clay.
But it's really cool because in the same way, John, I don't know if you were listening, Alan, but much earlier in the show, John was talking about how soil life, bacteria, bond clay particles together, make openings in the soil around the clay particle, clay particles, but in sand, it bonds them together to make denser soil. And so it really is, it's like this provides this solution in any type of soil because it just, it glues stuff together, makes openings, makes water storing devices, things like that. So that's what I would do if she's really struggling. And I'm happy to help put it out some weekend, so just let me know. Also, probably should go with fiance on that girlfriend stuff, bud.
Yes, yes, you are correct.
Well, thanks for that call, Alan. I think a lot of people deal with that sort of thing, and people forget that we do have loam in different parts of the city. So, Alan, any other questions?
I think that'll do it.
Okay, awesome. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Great, great question there from Alan. And yeah, I don't mean to say that tilling is always the wrong thing to do, but it sounds like he's got a pretty like disastrous situation. So in that situation, you know, people are like tilling in healthy beds sometimes. It's like, you don't need to do that,
folks. If the beds are healthy, definitely. Tilling destroys all your beneficial fungus, tears up your fine root structure, other stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, only in disastrous situations.
Yes, right, right.
And you got to mix a bunch of stuff, then do it one time and be done with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so in her backyard, I might get that compost down, see what the effect is on that. A little compost goes a long way in a space that's not been misused. And so just keep that in mind. Alan, thanks so much for that call.
A little bit of trivia. You know, we talked about particularly new houses and soil poor earlier.
Yeah.
In my own yard when I first bought it, I tilled my yard, hauled off 27 large contractor wheelbarrow loads of sheetrock, brick, mortar,
wow,
paint the builder had dumped.
Wow.
And rather than clean it up, most of them just covered it up.
Jeez.
Then after that, I grew 3 crops of ryegrass on it. Hmm. Until they got 18, 20 inches tall, tilted under to start building more organic matter before
awesome.
I put down sod down. And that's part of the reason I don't have problems today.
Wow. That's awesome. 281-496-5711. Let me say it again. 281-496-5711. We do want to help you out. So what's on your mind? Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we go through this show, we talk about solutions. And I've already mentioned one Monterey Lawn and Garden solution. That's a complete disease control. This thing stops fungal problems in its tracks naturally. So it's made of a type of bacillus bacteria. I don't remember the ABA. And it works really great to really take care of fungal problems. So sometimes plants are too low, need to be lifted up. Sometimes they're, you know, in a bad situation, maybe watered by city water on their leaves. But they'll build up fungal problems. And if you stop it naturally, biologically, you're not damaging and begging for more problems. So it's a phenomenal one. They have a lot of solutions. One of the cool things that you can get from them is just their horticultural oil. This is actually not an easy product to find, but a very good product to use. And so horticultural oil is just soy oil. And what it does is it coats and protects the plant from insects. They don't like having it on their bodies. It also helps you anything else, be it molasses or seaweed, spray it on there with some oil and it'll stick a little bit better. Monterey BT is really great if you are dealing with sod webworms. It's a great thing to really stop those little caterpillars that are in there. You kind of do a heavy drench on your soil, maybe mix in some molasses or horticultural oil, and it'll help a little bit more. And then Sluggo, of course, is awesome. So Sluggo, complete disease control, Monterey BT. These are all organic use products. They won't harm your pets and family. They're just awesome. Do you have any favorite Monterey items that you like?
They're all good. I mean,
yeah, it's a. They have so many. There's so many.
Yeah, like, you know, we carry most of them. You know, in a part of the nursery.
They just, and they have some really cool things you hadn't really thought of. I mean, I recently saw on the shelf down in Enchanted Forest the ladybug control. So you hang a little like bait for ladybugs.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little envelope sort of. And it attracts them. And so if you have an aphid problem or even a scale problem, you bring all those ladybugs in. They're hungry. They're going to eat whatever's there. It's dynamite. And I don't know if they're stocked on that or not. I know that Enchanted had it. So that's a thing to remember. But they just are doing a great job. So check out their website, MontereyLawnGarden.com. And all the Home Show Garden Pros carry some of their stuff. So that means that they can get more if you need it. So just ask them. So 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. We just talked with Alan a little bit about his lawn or his girlfriend's lawn, fiance really. Their future lawn together and the soil being sandy. And you mentioned kind of in passing how you repaired some soil and you had all this trash in it. Just allegorically, that's what builders do. But you also mentioned using rye grass as mm-hmm. like a soil improver in lawns.
Yes. Yeah, once I tilled and got all the garbage out, the builder left behind out of the soil, and I had the black gumbo Beaumont Lake Charles clay with about 1 or 2 inches of fill sand on top.
Right.
I put down annual rye.
Okay.
And then when it got about 18 inches tall, thick, beautiful, and it grows in the wintertime when it's in the cool,
yes,
wet soils.
Right.
Then I tilted under. And rye as a species has probably 10 times more vegetative matter in the roots than it does the top growth. So I did that a couple times before I put down my sod. And actually, I sprigged it St. Augustine, and 2 months later, I had a solid sheet.
Oh, wow. And I know a lot of people will just overseed with rye, and it's very – it predictably comes up. And so this – is it something that you encourage people to do just all of the time, or is it like a little too much? Should we only do it for recovery or –
I think for recovery, people want it stays green in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But it also, there's been some studies shown it actually hurts the turf grass.
Gotcha. Yeah, kind of. It makes sense that it would because it takes up space, right?
It takes up space. It takes up nutrients, ties up. Also, ryegrass has certain chemicals in the root, like it kills, you know, a lot of the nematodes. Mm. But we know nematodes are part of the soil food web that helps cycle nutrients.
Yeah. So maybe don't do it every year, but it is this beautiful green blanket. And like you mentioned, the wind will blow through and it's so soft. And, you know, wintertime has a lot of really nice days. So let's just say we're encouraging you this year to oversee with rye. When should people do that?
Right about now.
Okay. So this is the time of year to start looking for seed, getting some rye seed. I may think like now and then the next 3-4 weeks is
you got a
appropriate window.
Then again in the spring, February.
Yeah, and the thing is, one of the secrets is that you get it down while it's wet and cool. It's going to sprout up, but you keep mowing your lawn like you were mowing it. You let the two grow together. At Herman Park, we made a mistake one time, and we spread it too sparsely, thinking that won't be as competitive. But what happened was each individual plant was so robust by itself that it actually was more dominant than if we had done it real densely. And so I'm going to do it this winter because I think my wife will really love having a beautiful lush winter lawn. And I'm going to be a little heavy-handed. I'm going to like kind of go a little bit over what the label provides. And so I know that's a little bit more money, but when it comes down to it, It's not all
right.
That much. So another $30 or something like that. So Alan, that might be too, on top of everything, a really great thing to do to resuscitate this lawn you're talking about is after you do all the treatments, doing a pretty heavy-handed rye overseeding.
Yeah, then come back in the spring with your perennial grass. Or
yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, and when you do it real tight, the rye doesn't get as strong. When you do a lot of seeds, the rye doesn't get as strong, and so your Bermuda comes back, your St. Augustine comes back stronger than it would if you did it real sparse. That's been my professional experience. So, but again, I'm with John. I wouldn't do it every single year, but every once in a while as a fertilizer, as a treat, as a treatment.
And if you have a new bed you're getting ready to prepare, you want to have a spring garden. It's a great way to build the organic matter in the soil.
Okay. And I like that.
And it gets so thick it chokes out the weeds. And when you till it under finally, you've got an area ready to go.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just one of those things that's true that you, if you have a space that's open to the sun, you have to fill that space or nature will fill the space. Like you can't, it just needs to be filled. It's going to be filled. So.
Yeah.
281-496-5711. We're going to take a break, come back, and answer Jim's question. Talk with Jim. So, Jim, just hang in there. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Time for a tree? Fall's the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Anita
and Carrie
and Mary
from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Voila!
No, Mom, you mean violas. We have violas, mums, snapdragons, dianthus, and don't get your pansies in a wad. They're coming soon. These festive, colorful flowers will get your garden through the bare bones of winter.
Bone up on your plant knowledge, because Mr. Skeleton and his family are all over our Facebook page, challenging your plant knowledge, getting up to mischief, splashing in the fountains and playing in the ponds and feeding the fish with his family.
Speaking of family activities, get more bang for your buck with an extra opportunity to wear those costumes at our annual Friends and Family Night, Saturday, October 30th from 5:30 to 7:30. It's not just gallivanting, it's trick-or-treating. And if candy isn't your thing, we have adult treats too, and dinner is on us.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, you can find us. And now back to Danny and John.
Thanks, y'all. That was a lot of fun. Don't get your pansies in a wad.
That's yeah, that's play on words there.
Nice. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We want to hear from you. We're all about helping you out with your issue. So, Jim, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Jim.
I did not hear the list of trees that you guys really like that were native trees. I have my own urban forest at my house. And I thought I'd just go through a list, and maybe you might want to comment on a couple of them, and they may have some that match up with your list and some that don't.
I'm happy to hear it. I will just make one request, Jim. As you know, it's a radio mm-hmm. show, and sure. If you can just kind of be clean as you go through, and we'll save kind of comments for later, but I'm going to make some notes. So go for it, bud.
Yeah, absolutely. Nuttall oak, Schumard oak, loblolly pine, persimmon, common eastern, river birch, Mexican plum, just a regular hawthorn, bald cypress, a standard yaupon, and a cedar elm.
Awesome. No, that's we did talk about hollies offline. Almost mm-hmm. anytime anybody asks, like, tell me about a privacy hedge. I'm like, oh, you have to do hollies, right?
Yeah,
that's a big thing. Yeah. River birch is an interesting to have on there. That is a tree with, for everyone else, right? With really lovely peeling bark. It does love being by kind of moving water. So that's an issue for some folks. In your forest setting, it may be doing pretty well. And then, yeah, cedar elm is a great one that is underused professionally.
It's great for the birds.
If it's in full sun, it does have upright growth. It can do a little meandering on its limbs. You might get some wacky shapes. But it also handles pruning really, really well. They have a beautiful alley of cedar elms at Memorial Park and their new Eastern Glades area. So, well, that's a great list, Jim. Any of your favorites on there?
Well, I think probably my favorite is the river birch, although it can be a little bit messy sometimes just simply because of the peeling bark. But that's also its greatest attraction.
Absolutely.
I kind of go back to some of the guys early on in previous years here in Houston that were native tree guys like Benny Simpson came through. I don't know if that name is familiar, but back in the 1980s, there were a number of people that really pushed the native tree bug, and that's when I got it. And so I've had it for about 40 years.
Well, I love that. That's a great list, and a lot of those plants are really available. So, and one thing that's kind of fun is you almost get a river bunch. Every time you get a river birch, it's going to have three trunks when you're buying it commercially. And, you know, it's kind of nice. If one of the trunks dies, you still got two. You know, hey.
Yeah. So, I enjoy the visit and really enjoy your show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Yeah, awesome. I think Jim's got a great point about those hollies.
Oh, absolutely. They're on my list.
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, and I didn't know many of the kind of author types that he brought up, speaker types, but I'm all about, and we say native trees, right? These trees, historically, they meander around the continent. And so, you know, being native just means that it participates in the natural cycles here. It feeds the caterpillars that feed the birds. It drops the acorns that feed the animals. It provides and exists in kind of our soil, our food web, like the circle of life that moves us all. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, there's so many, Danny. Well, like I was telling you during the break, you know, a few acres I got, my wife and I bought near LaGrange to build our retirement home. I've already planted 142 species of trees.
Yes, yeah.
So many good ones.
There are so many good ones. And Jim is right. Like, there needs to be, I mean, so you were telling about Houston Wilderness.
Oh, yeah. The Houston Wilderness has worked with, you know, many professionals in the area. I was part of the group. It came out with a new tree planting guide of the best trees, and there's 35, 40 of them there for the Houston Gulf Coast area.
Yeah.
And what they do, most carbon sequestering, what they do for the environment, different things. So you can go to the Houston Wilderness website and download it for free.
There you go. That's good stuff. Another great way to kind of do a deeper dive in trees. 281-496-5711. When we get back, we're going to be talking about prepping for Christmas. Your guests that may be coming in, your family, want to impress your aunts, your uncles, your mother-in-law, your abuela, whatever it is, we want to help you out. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's get you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Feed the earth, starve the landfill. With Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. Okay, so this is almost like a spring gardening conversation, but this is our second spring, if you will, our spring two. Our fall is what we call it, but this is like one of our best growth periods, right? I mean, this year is a case in point is that the spring was delayed or reset, destroyed, whatever. And so this year, fall has been just gorgeous, but you know, now's a good time to plant. So you want to have some people over for Christmas, and you don't just want to be, you know, a bunch of annuals, right? You really want to, like, it to be popping. You got to do some gardening now.
Yes.
And so, I'll just start. You got to, you know, figure out what you're going to do, where you're going to do it. Clear and clean is always the first step, right? Rake out some stuff, make your space, do some heavy weeding, maybe some heavy pruning. It's the time for that. So, like, for me, it's pruning up my Turk's cap kind of thoroughly, really getting my lantana in shape and reshaping my thryallis. So, after the cleanup, John, what are some steps people should take?
For me, it's mulching.
You do that now.
Yeah, good native mulch. When does nature mulch the forest?
Oh, good point.
And that's
why they call it fall, the leaves.
very good.
Yay.
But, yeah, a good native mulch, if it's made properly, is a deep chocolate brown, particularly if it's been composted, it really improves the soil, keeps it warmer, encourages the microbes. And by keeping the soil warmer, the roots grow all winter, and great for putting in trees, getting them established. That's step number one, mulch.
So if you're – mulching and composting, different products and different actions, right?
Yes.
So,
but like we compost our mulch, so it kills all the weed seeds, kills all the pathogens,
nice.
Turns it to deep chocolate brown, shrinks it, so concentrates the nutrients in it.
Well, mulching now is kind of nice too because you maybe don't have to weed as thoroughly. You want to really get your edges good if you're going to weed, if you're going to mulch. So weed your edges really well, but then you can kind of mulch on top of some of your weeds.
Yes.
And that'll kick that back. Okay. So that's going to be all the soil treatment we really need. Because, you know, we're in a growing season and mulch is going to do that for then. Okay. So mulch your beds and then you're going to find some good plants.
Yes. There's many good plants that are thing. One of my favorites for the fall, and it blooms all year, it's the giant Turk's cap, the Malvaceous Mexicana.
Okay. Ooh.
It has the 3-inch red flower like a native. Mm. And it's native from Corpus Christi into Mexico. Root hardy. You know, even after the part freezes, your mind came back
right.
from the roots.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
But the colors, deep green and those bright red, peek out around Thanksgiving. So it's a great holiday plant.
Nice. Okay. So giant Turk's cap's a good one to get in. And it's you can really keep shaping it. And the more you kind of prune it, you'll get some more flowers. So that's kind of a great way to go. If you can find them, some nice camellias might be great. Do a little like grouping of those. They're going to be blooming right around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get them in kind of the next couple weeks, you can get them healthy. You'll get a flush of growth on them and maybe even some popping out of that those beautiful flowers. So that might be another option for doing something like that.
Yeah, along the same line, another favorite of mine is the old-fashioned stocks. Now's the time to plant them.
Yeah,
it has such a wonderful fragrance.
That is awesome.
Sweet peas are another one to get the seeds in the ground.
Yeah. So we're saying get out there, clean up, do some pruning on your plants that are going to be around because you want fresh growth for the holidays.
Right.
And then mulch the spaces you're going to plant in and come in. And that's great. So we got giant Turk's cap, stock. Camellias might be an option.
Yep.
I had another one that I thought.
Snapdragons are a good fall. Pansies.
Yes, yeah. Cyclamen. That's the one I was thinking.
Cyclamens are another good cool season blooming plant.
Yeah, so that might be like one you get in and you really get some wow factor. But if you don't start planning ahead, your efforts will be a little bit too little too late. So keep that in mind. All the nurseries are stocked up. They got the soil ready to go. They got the plants ready to go. All our Home Show Garden Pros are ready for to help you do the best you can with this. So just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. You'll see a button that you'll see like all our Garden Pro members on there, and they are just – they're eager to help you out. So let them do it. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we're talking gardening. 281-496-5711.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We keep talking about great soils and healthy gardens, healthy landscapings. Really are fully reliant on healthy soils. And we just, you know, this is something you have to remember. You have to keep in mind as you want to start a garden with a good thing. And that's, we love Landscaper's Pride. That is one of these brands that has actually proven to grow your plants well. Very few brands do that. They actually grow plants. So some of my favorite from them, I love the Gardener's Magic. It is a mixture, has a little bit of fertilizer in there, some compost, a couple different types of compost. And it is great for potted plants. It's great for your veggie beds. I've used it in a lot of spaces. Another one that I'm a huge fan of is just their topsoil. I literally made a little patch, filled in a patch where my dog dug some holes right in the middle of my lawn. Well, it was where a tree was, and the dog dug out what I'd filled the tree hole with. So I got some of that back in. But then the topsoil, but the grass was looking great around it. I was very excited. They have a bunch of great stuff. Lastly, their black humus is super dark, 100% aged pine. I've seen it last even longer, it and the black velvet, as mulches instead of dyed mulches. So healthier, faster growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants. Naturally organic landscaper's pride is awesome stuff. And you want to learn more where you can get it, just go to homeshowgardenpros.com. But they're just doing a great job. So yay, Landscaper's Pride, good job. 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Sal. Sal, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Had a quick question for you. I'm building a pool in my backyard, and it pretty much I can look at it from my great room in my house, and it backs up to the fence. And I was wondering if I could put some type of vine or something that would give it a nice backdrop that would last all year, maybe put, you know, give some flowers, nice smell. Someone told me about jasmine, but I wasn't sure about that. And I just want something that would grow into like a wall.
Yeah.
You get, is it full sun on your fence or?
Well, I could put something back there for it to grow on, but instead of looking at my back fence, I'd
rather
look at something.
Something that adds a little bit of like greenness and lushness to the poolscape.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you want smells, the night blooming jasmine, the star jasmine, Confederate jasmine, these are all ones that have a really nice smell. But you need a trellis for any jasmine. Thick ivy's not going to get you any smell, really. But it clings to the fence, so that maybe isn't a great one to go for.
Yeah, and I assume you got full sun.
I think so. It sounds like it's cleared out a little bit, and it's a poolscape. So
yeah, one I like, it's a deciduous vine, is the coral vine. Like I said, I was telling Danny earlier, I got a 50-foot section on my fence. It covered, you know, from early mid spring until now, just solid pink, blue, bees, butterflies, hummingbirds all over it. But it does die back in the wintertime. But you're not going to be in the pool in the wintertime anyway.
That's a teated, of course.
Yes.
Well, I think the one you're really looking for is that Confederate jasmine. That's the one it sounds like that you're really looking for.
It's evergreen,
lots of smells, tough. But you do need a trellis. So you can just build a wire trellis on your fence, and that should be enough. It's one of the ones that twists around the trellis. Hope that helps, Saul.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot. So, John, you guys have a class today.
Yes, we do. We got to come up 10 o'clock. Our wildlife biologist doing a class about how to gardening to track birds.
Awesome. So what would that – like? Okay, a big reason why that's so important is we're seeing declining songbirds all over the U.S.
Yes.
And so if we can garden to attract birds, we actually encourage populations of birds. But what are some kind of – what's a little preview, a little teaser for the class?
Well, we have a lot of migratory birds that come through Texas.
Mm.
So if you want the migratory birds in your yard, maybe you want to plant a sumac that has a certain berry. It gets ripe right now until they have a food supply.
And different birds eat different things.
Exactly.
And so let's say you love painted buntings.
Uh-huh.
You know, you might learn what they eat, and then you grow that, and then you see a few more painted buntings.
Yeah, their favorite food is the lovegrass. They like seed heads. So if you want to And more and more people are using the native grasses as kind of an accent plant.
Yes, right. Borders, accents, fluffs. Yeah, and then a thing to remember, and I'm sure that the wildlife biologist who's teaching the class, is that baby birds only eat caterpillars. And so having host plants is a big deal with helping declining bird populations.
Yeah, I remember Doug Tammy said 90% of all birds, when they have eggs in the nest, babies eat caterpillars.
Yeah, that's what baby birds eat.
They need that high protein.
Yeah, it's like baby food for babies, baby humans is like baby food for caterpillars. And it's something to remember that all caterpillars are babies. And so it's not hard to disrupt their life cycle because they're sensitive at that point. Well, John, great job as always. John is the guy over at Nature's Way Resources. They really have such a phenomenal selection of native plants, but also veggies, fruit trees, bunch of cool trees up there. You guys doing a great job.
Appreciate it. Of course, we have all the soils, mulches, compost you'll ever need.
That's very true. Very true. Awesome. Well, John, thank you very much for a wonderful conversation. And you guys get out there, get gardening. This is the weekend to do it. If you got open spaces, you got to fill those spaces. So, yes, 281-496-5711 will be how you get in touch with Tom Tynan. He's coming up after this. This has been Home Show Garden Pros.
you could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.